Blue and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. And right at the top here, Lou, I want to apologise on behalf of Wayne Schwoss. Because Wayne Schwoss is with us. He's a footy champion.
Swatter.
And his job, Lou, it's in the contract. His job is to go through the games and give a considered response and preview the games. And he was so, you'll hear it in this Catch Up Podcast, he was so obsessed with this stupid bet where I have to get a tattoo now because I lost a footy bet last year with him, that he didn't even give the games any focus at all.
No.
Egregious, that was.
I actually thought it was fun.
you would, Lou. You also got ideas from people on what the tattoo should be, and
some
I don't agree with any of them.
Great ideas on our Facebook page. Oh, the creativity of the border just amazes me.
Oh, well, some of the phone calls we got didn't amaze me. There were some bloody dodgy ones.
I'm still
there?
Getting text messages from people as well, like telling me what they think you need to get as a tattoo.
You get the final choice on it. But look, I'll tell you what, as an added bonus, this is bonus content. Rather than listening to Wayne Schwoss give one-word answers to the games, I'm going to go through the four here, and I'll tell you why one team's going to win. You can probably trust me more than Swatter anyway.
Wow.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Your game. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to text him.
The Giants right now. And the Western Bulldogs. Now, it's at Manuka Oval, which is in the ACT.
The Bulldogs are going to get up, sure.
No, well, I think because it's in the ACT, I think the Giants. Cause,
really?
Yeah, because they play there and they play very well. I reckon the Giants tonight.
Okay.
All right, that's the first one. We did four big games. Melbourne, Richmond, Melbourne.
Okay. He said Richmond.
Yeah, well, I hate Richmond. You know I went to the grand final in 2017 and it was the worst day of my life.
That's actually, I never get sick of hearing that story about you doing the walk of shame before the end of the game.
Terrible.
Amazing. Right. Surrounded by Richmond fans too.
Collingwood, Essendon. This is the traditional Anzac Day clash. Yep. Who do you like there, Lou?
Oh, look, I think I like Essendon for that one, to be honest.
Based on
that, I just can't tip Collingwood ever.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. So let's go Essendon. And then final one, Crows over the Hawks. Okay. So they're the big, where's your game? I'll
we
do yours
do
quick.
We didn't do the Crows over the Hawks.
Yeah,
we did the Port
content.
Adelaide game.
Let's not worry about that. I'll do your game too. Carlton and the Brisbane Lions. It's in Melbourne though, Lou.
Don't care. Because I can't not tip the Lions when they're playing. That's just the way it is.
This is make or break for Carlton. If they lose this game, I reckon they'll sack David Teague. There's my call.
Wow.
The coach. Yep. It's
Big
that
call.
Serious. Anyway, that's some bonus content for you.
Can I just throw something else in about bonus content? Now, I was listening, I think it was a little grab on the news this morning, and it was Nathan Buckley talking about how the president of
That's
the Collingwood
right.
Football Club doesn't choose the captain of the team.
Yeah.
But he referred to the president as Eddie a couple of times, which I thought was kind of funny considering Eddie's not the president.
No,
at the
not anymore.
I just thought, old habits die hard, Bucks.
Well, I think he was trying to argue the point that, you know, that Eddie didn't have undue influence during the whole time there or some crap.
Oh, was he? I thought he just got mixed up and said Eddie because he'd been saying Eddie for 20 years. No?
Who knows? Okay. I don't know. Who knows what's going on with that stupid club? All right, let's kick off then with our catch-up podcast. Enjoy. And yes, I lost a bet with Wayne Schwoss, footy champion over the Sydney Swans and North Melbourne, of course. And I said that the Crows would beat North and Sydney on the ladder last year. And if they did, he would have to get a tattoo, Lou, which I was massively looking forward to. But if the Crows finished behind even one of those teams, I would get the tattoo. And of course,
you really did skew it in his favour when you think about it, because you were very cocky about it.
Can I just say, Lou, okay, the Crows got the wooden spoon, but North and the Swans were in the bottom four as well.
Yeah,
we could have easily finished above them, but okay, we finished last on the ladder. I get it.
Two teams. Like, anyway, So, yeah, I do think
we'll do it this year.
It was doomed, Matt, from the beginning.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
Obviously, we need to figure out what tattoo you're going to get.
Well, part of the rules was that you get the call. Mm. You have the final call, and that was part of the whole rules. I didn't want to give it to Swatter, and he didn't want to give it to me, right, because that would be too unfair, because you can imagine if Swatter had the call on the tattoo.
Yes, of course.
It'd be something disgraceful.
Yeah, it'd be his face.
A massive back tat.
Yeah, of his face.
All right.
So we did put it... it was put up on our Facebook page, Triple M The Border. And look, some really extraordinary suggestions for tattoos for you, Matt. In fact, I've got to say that a crow either with a wooden spoon or choking on something seems to have featured quite heavily in people's imaginations when it comes to tattoos. So a crow with a wooden spoon, I kind of like that.
No, I don't like that, Lou. I don't like that at all.
Anyway, we'd love some other suggestions on 133353.
Decent suggestions, something subtle and classy.
Oh,
all right,
please.
Because I've got to carry this thing around. I've got to carry this thing around with me for the rest of my life, unless I get it lasered off or something.
Subtle classy, and classy.
Subtle, something that shows my status in the community. That's what I want. All right, so give Lou some good suggestions, so I don't get a bloody crow choking on a wooden spoon or something.
Yeah. Just ignore what Matt said. We'd love your suggestions on 133353 about what kind of tattoo Matt should get to honour his bet with Swatter and where he should get it.
Oh, no.
That's the other thing. Oh. Like, where's this tat going to go?
God damn it. Somewhere classy.
Let us know. 133353.
I don't know.
Let us know what you think.
Jamie from Tangam, what do you reckon, mate? What should the tattoo be?
I reckon, you know how you get those, like, little face tattoos?
Mm.
So it should be a photo of Swass with a big face holding a wooden spoon and bending over a crow on your butt.
Wow.
Gee, that's so specific.
Very specific. Like he's about to...
Just like a little,
He's about to paddle the crow with the wooden spoon.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's horrible. You've got a very evil mind, my friend.
It's funny, but...
It is funny, Jamie, but, yeah, it is permanent. But I like the thought you've put into it, that's for sure. Have a good one. Hi, Triple M, who's this?
This is Don.
Hey, Don. What do you reckon?
There you go, Luke.
Yeah, good.
I reckon you need to have a tattoo of Matt eating crow.
Just eating crow. I like that.
Eating a dead, what, a dead
just
crow?
Just eating a crow. Well, you know the expression, eat crow.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, what would the crow look like, though?
Just a crow.
Oh, just a crow.
A black bird.
Big, big, big black bird.
Yeah.
Where do you think that tattoo should go?
I reckon you should have it on your right shoulder.
Right shoulder. Okay. All right. So when I'm wearing a tank top, everybody sees me.
Yeah. So when you you're at the gym, like pumping, it'll be really
That's
obvious.
Horrible.
I like the way you're thinking, Dom. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Why can't I get some decent, rational suggestions? A classy, discreet tattoo. Let's see if this one's decent. Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Wendy.
Oh, Wendy.
This will be good. This will be a good Wendy, classy tattoo.
Wendy, thoughts about a tattoo for Matt?
Well, I think, you know, something classy. I was thinking a microphone. With the, I think Swatter's favourite is swans, isn't it? So maybe with the swans' colours on it, there's something not
That's
too...
That's not too bad.
Bad but, and where, I've got no idea. I'm thinking, I feel for you, Matt, that I don't think face anywhere obvious. So maybe, you know, like an upper thigh. I don't know.
Upper thigh. I like, yeah. So only,
that,
only
actually,
his nearest and dearest will see it in that case.
Exactly.
Thank you, Wendy. That's not a bad suggestion,
actually. It's a really
Thank
nice
you.
Suggestion
Have a great day.
And thoughtful. Daniel from Wodonga, what do you reckon he should get?
How about, you know, you want one that stands up in the society and shows you how you look and reflect? Maybe just, I love Adelaide.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, see, that kind of works too. Because that in itself, Daniel, is extremely embarrassing. So I think if you're going for maximum humiliation, that one works a treat.
No,
thanks,
it doesn't.
Daniel.
Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paddo.
Hey, Paddo. All right, thoughts about Matt's tattoo?
I think we should get Swatter's face.
Yeah.
No.
Tattooed on his bum, and then he could always say he's sitting on Swatter's face.
No. Oh, oh, actually, that's kind of funny. That's horrible, but funny. No, go away. That's horrible.
He's entertaining the idea. He's entertaining
it. No, it's horrible,
Paddo.
That one. That's disgusting.
Thanks, Paddo.
No worries. Bye.
So strike that one out, Lou. Definitely the I Love Adelaide one is actually all right if it's done properly.
Yeah, I think right. Like it works for me. We've had some really good suggestions on our Facebook page, Triple M The Border too. Along those lines, actually, a bit more writing. Linalda has said, what about Swatter was right, written right up your arm?
No.
And when he went to the gym, it would pop.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Linalda, what is that?
And I like this one too. I reckon a swan and a roo playing footy together to really bring home the reason why you lost the bet. That was Matthew's suggestion. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah,
love
thanks,
that.
Matt. Real great. So don't make a snap decision, Lou. You've got a bit of time, as much time as you want. You could have 6 months if you want to think about it, all right?
Yeah, I love the Crows. I kind of like that.
Okay, all right, I'll go with that. That's half decent. But to ponder it first, we might get better suggestions.
Definitely will ponder
Classy
it.
Classy and discreet. We're talking to Wayne Schloss a little bit later, actually. Don't let him change your mind on anything.
Well, that's a tough call.
He's going to go through some of the big games on the weekend, including the Anzac game. Of course, Collingwood and Essendon from the MCG with 85% capacity. News and sport, though, is coming up next. And some huge AFL games this weekend. Let's get to it.
Talking footy with Swatter.
Don't tell me! Don't bloody tell me! I don't believe it!
So, Swatter, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lulu. What a wonderful voice to open up this interview with. Oh. Where's... there he is.
I'm here, Swatter.
I thought he wasn't there. Hello, knucklehead.
Let's spend all our time on the games, Lou. They deserve it.
Sure. Tonight, let's have a look at GWS and the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Oh, no, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, Melbourne and Richmond. Oh, this is a beauty.
Tigers. Let's go. Come on. Short of time. Let's go. Punch it through.
Let's talk about the traditional Anzac Day clash, the Collingwood versus Essendon game on Sunday.
Pies. Don't care.
The MCG.
Don't care.
Come on. Taking too much time. Let's go.
All right. Port Adelaide and...
Port Adelaide. Who cares? Don't care. Best Adelaide team there is. Let's go. Port Adelaide. They're my tips. Happy days.
Tips
now
done.
Let's get to the real stuff. I've been waiting for this all week. Let's go. What do we got, Lulu? What are we talking about?
Okay, so let's
That's like Christmas here and it's April.
Yeah.
He's too fired up, Lou. He's too excited.
Let's just say we've had quite a few suggestions for the tattoo that Matt now has to get because he lost the bet with you about the Crows.
And you know what I admire about this, Lou? You've invited the family who deserve a voice at this table. And what have the families said? Give us some of the suggestions.
The best one. Can I jump in here, Lou?
Shut up.
I Love Adelaide.
Hey, yeah, someone did suggest that he have I Love Adelaide. Now, I initially thought no, but then I thought yes, Swatter, because how humiliating would it be to have that anywhere on your body?
Yeah, but no one's going to see it when it's behind his shorts or boxer shorts or Speedos that he wears.
Oh, so you've already decided that it's going to be somewhere on his bottom.
Well, he can't
decide.
It's got
to go to the biggest advertising space that he's got on his entire body, and I reckon it's the left or the right cheek.
We've had a couple of other really good ones, though, Swatter.
Yeah, what were they?
Linalda reckons it should say, Swatter was right.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And that should be written right up his arm.
No.
Kind of like that.
Yes.
Maybe a swan and a roo playing footy together.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, how good does that sound?
He liked that.
Who said that one, Lou?
Yes, and the Sharon
said that.
Can I just add something to that? A swan and a roo playing football.
Yep.
And the Sharon has that football club that he barracks for. that logo on the footy.
And they're kicking it around.
That's
correct.
That's
yes,
silly.
That's good. Another one was to eat crow, like him, a picture of someone eating a crow, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, not bad.
And the wooden spoons have come out as well, Swatter. Everyone thought a crow with a wooden spoon would actually be a good tattoo. And
Can I just acknowledge the wonderful folk in the border area?
You don't have to, Swatter.
For your contribution, for your thought and your consideration. This is a key moment in Matt Griffiths' life. This is a pivotal moment in his life. I feel like the young boy's turning into some sort of man. And this tattoo is going to be a defining moment as he journeys his way through a pathetic life barracking for Adelaide.
I know you've said well done to everybody, but some people were lacking creativity. How about the bloke that just said a giant L on my forehead?
Yeah, big L on your forehead.
Who said that, Lou?
Sometimes, Christopher said that. Sometimes, Matt, the greatest marketing campaigns are simplistic. I like it. I'd actually like that on your forehead. That happen?
Yeah, I may have to draw the line at the L on the forehead, Lou, I think. He's got to go through life.
Now, Lou, when are you going to make this decision? Lou has the call. That was part of the contract that we drew up, was Lou makes the call. When are you going to tell me what the tattoo is going to be?
Next week, Swatto. Is that fair? I think, Matt, that's next week.
That's very fair.
I've got to take into consideration what the border wants, too, Swatto.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, this is, it's like you're the mayor at the moment. This is a really important decision for the Shire, Lou. Sorry, Matt, just one more thing to add into this. There's been this ongoing clandestine negotiation between legal parties, mine and the stations, and we've got it written into the contract as an addendum, and that is once Lou decides on the tattoo, I am doing a crash course in tattooing, and I will be inking it on your body, and I promise to stop drinking for 3 days before I start the gun.
Wrap him up.
I promise. Big of you, Swatter. That's awesome. You are a generous man.
Wrap him up.
Always a delight.
I am the gift that keeps on giving, Lou. It's a pleasure to have me on the program this morning. I will walk around for the rest of the day with a massive smile, and if anyone asks me why I'm so happy, I'm going to say, Matt's getting a tattoo.
Get stuffed. He's far too excited about this. He's back, regrettably, on Monday. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. It's 11 past 7, and I tell you who's under pressure, Lou.
Who?
That is every other team in the O&M netball except for Yarrawonga, because they are dominating, Lou, with their new champion, Sarah Sonnini, who moved from the Lavi Panthers, 300-plus game superstar, and she joins us. Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Was that pumping you up enough?
Does he sound excited enough, Sarah?
Yeah, I haven't spoken to you for a while, so perhaps that was the robust introduction that you've just given.
It was very robust. It was too robust, to be honest. They haven't played anyone good yet. All right. Now, Sarah,
I wouldn't say that.
It's been a great start to the year. You have moved from Lavi. I mean, you were there for many, many years. What's it like at Yarrawonga?
Ah, it's beautiful. Every day is like a holiday at Yarra. Having the lake there, it's beautiful.
It's like a beachside resort, isn't it?
Oh, it's honestly, it's so lovely. And, yeah, got a great group of friends over that way that I've, met since I've moved. So, no, it's awesome to catch up with, Bridge, Caster and Zoe Jones a fair bit as well. So, it's lovely.
All right, let's go through the games and we'll end with your game. So, North Albury and the Tigers.
Yeah, I think the Tigers should have a win there.
Yeah, full of ex-Lavi players as well, Lou, the Tigers. What about the Wang Magpies and Corowa?
That is going to be an absolute crackerjack game. I think they're the two benchmark teams this year. So I'm going to tip Wang just because it's at home.
That's a 3 and 4 on the ladder there, Lou.
Yeah.
2 and 3, sorry, behind you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're at the Bulldogs and the Raiders. Ooh, Wodonga.
I think Raiders will probably have a win there. I think the House Girls hopefully should be back. They were missing against us on the weekend on holidays up in Queensland. So I think they'll be back and, they might have a win.
Yeah. Now, Lavi have already played their game, Lou, because that was that opening weekend clash.
Season opener.
Yeah.
Against the Rovers. So they got that win.
Issue with that.
Ridiculous. So let's finish off with your game. So you play Murderford, who is sitting seventh. So it's 1v7, but that would suggest that it might be any comfortable win. But you don't think
No, I definitely don't think so. No, I think like early in the season, it's just until you get to the halfway point, you don't know where everyone's going to sit. So, you know, we've got a lot to work on from our first few games as a team and with new players and things like that. So Myrtleford are definitely a danger game for us. So we're, focused and ready to go hopefully tomorrow.
Now, Says, just quickly, obviously you had a serious injury a couple of years ago when you were still at Lavington and you've subsequently had a baby. Have those things just made you more of a force on the netball field? It seems like it, on the court.
No. Oh, I just think that the distraction of having Billy on the sidelines is there. So you're probably less focused on what you're doing, if that's a positive.
What?
Less
focused. So the distraction
less
of having
in your head, you mean? Like less.
Yeah.
I see.
So in your mind, I'm always thinking, is he crying? Has some who's got him? Or
that's adorable.
All right.
And yeah, so then I am not really I'm focused, but I'm not sort of the pressure of what am I doing isn't there anymore because you've got something else to worry about.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That is very interesting.
We'll find out if that's still the case in prelim final weekend.
Yeah. The psychology of a netty player. Sarah Sonnini, delightful talking to you as always.
Absolutely.
Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Lou and Matt, and get out and enjoy some of the O&M games. We want to support local footy and netty as much as possible. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. We are the champions,
my friend. Lou and Matt's Wheel of Games.
Game number 13 today, Lou.
Indeed.
It's a good one too. That's
freaky,
why we've got special music.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, we're in like a haunted amusement park right now, that kind of vibe. Here comes a killer clown, that kind of thing. Who's playing, Lou? Freaky Friday today.
Mark from Albury's going to have a go today. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Now, Mark, off air you told me that you're on your way home from work. Now, I'm not surprised that you have got a ghost story because you work as a security officer. So you would be out and about when most people are tucked up in bed.
When they're all nice and sound asleep. It's nice and dark. You get to see some things.
Yep. Okay,
I was actually working on the rail bypass over in Wodonga at the new railway station when it was being built.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen some things over there that just didn't add up.
Like what?
So, what?
Well, we were walking the train track one night and there was like a white orb come up over the track, went down the other side.
Yeah,
ghost. And every bird, every animal that was in the bush went crazy.
And
that sort of stirred us up a little bit. And there was a couple other things that there was grown men that would not be left on alone.
Ooh, I love creepy things like that, Lou.
Ooh,
it's got us going over there, so yeah.
The ghost of a passenger that was left waiting for a train that didn't turn up on time.
I'd say so.
Well done, Mark.
I'm the only one that's seen it, Toes. Yeah, there was a couple of us that's seen it a bit over there.
That's good.
Spooky.
When you've seen, when it's corroborated by a few people, it gives it a bit of legitimacy, doesn't it? I love that.
Oh, yeah, me too. So I didn't think I was silly. So when the other man was standing there shaking with me, I thought, oh, yeah, this is real.
All right, well, let's go ghost catching. We'll organise it with you, Mark, and me and you will go down there at midnight one night.
You could be scared.
Actually, I won't. I'm pulling out.
Nah,
all right, see you, mate.
Good on you, Mark. Congratulations. You've got the voucher to spend at the Cheesecake Shop. Enjoy.
Oh, my wife's going to love you.